Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Best song ever, Rock Brigade on the Dave Glover Show. FM News Talk 97.1. Tim Jones is here. Speaker Tim Jones. Hey,
it's
Tim.
Great to be here, gang. Big day for you all.
Worlds
it is a
colliding,
big day.
Too. This feels weird.
This is like, remember those cartoons back in the day?
I know exactly where you're going with this already. You're talking about Jetsons Meet the Flintstones?
Yes!
I was going to say whenever the Globetrotters were on Scooby-Doo.
That too. So when I was a kid and would get home from school, it was Hanna-Barbera, right? It was all Hanna-Barbera characters. And they would have specials where they would do the Great Race. And they'd all get, it was like Smokey and the Bandit kind of meets Cartoon Land. And all the characters would get together. And I'd be like, that is so cool that Captain Caveman hooked up with George Jetson today. How'd they do that?
You realize it was all the same company. And they were just cross-promoting.
Really?
It was all Hanna-Barbera.
Wow, way to ruin
crushing
it,
my childhood.
This is what he does.
Ken, you remember what I'm talking about? Ken Williams is here too,
hey,
by the way.
Hi, gang.
This is a true.
It's really unusual
of the
to be
here
during the day like this.
Yeah, no, you guys are usually holding it down on Sunday nights.
Yeah, in the evening when the sun's coming down and we have to put the shades down. Hanna-Barbera, yeah, I absolutely remember that.
Absolutely.
I had an epiphany at one point when I realized I was old enough to realize that all the cartoons I didn't like were made by the same company, and it was Hanna-Barbera.
Yes.
So you guys have a big night tonight. I mean, I'm as a longtime fan of the Dave Glover Show, I was listening to Dave almost since the beginning.
Wow.
So I grew up here in the St. Louis area, and then I went away for 10 years to New York City and survived. It was a great experience, and I've got a lot of good friends there. I'm actually going back next week for a conference. So I came back into St. Louis area around 1998, 1999. So Dave's been on the air about since then, right? 18 years? Is it 18 years?
I think it was 2000. Was
2000.
His first year.
Yeah.
Okay,
he wouldn't have, yeah.
So shortly after I got back home, I discovered, along with everybody else, the Dave Glover Show. And so I've been a fan for a long time. So this is really cool.
Awesome.
To be here today. And I'm going to be in the audience tonight. I'll be watching you all. Now, are you all part of the show?
Yeah.
You are, right?
Not the beginning.
Okay.
Yeah. So
like
Dave
there's
will
multiple
do,
parts to the show, right?
Yeah. Dave will do his stand up, then his band will play, and then we'll all come out for the second half. So the best part about me being me or Sue or Ryan tonight is that we get to have all the fun and do very little work.
Yes, we have no worries,
We just
Tim.
Get to show up and ride on Dave's coattails. It's going to be awesome.
And eat. Ta-da!
Yeah.
Food, too.
You know what? I should mention the sponsors. I don't think I have yet today, and I'm sorry. It's brought to you tonight by Weber Automotive Group, Babcock & Associates, Devil's River Bourbon Whiskey, and Southern Armory. And then our buddy Jeff Fitter from Super Smokers is providing the green room with some barbecue tonight.
Yum.
So thank you guys.
Oh, and guess who's coming in for the last segment today?
Is it Jeff Fitter?
It is Jeff Fitter. Yeah.
Sponsor of the Tim Jones Show.
I heard your last segment.
Double sponsor. I don't know. I maybe should text him and have him bring us down a sandwich or something. But is that whiskey going to be lying around anywhere?
I think
I get access
There's probably
going to
be. We'll rustle some up for you, Tim.
Earlier, Rachel said, you know what? I've been nervous about doing this hour alone until Tim gets here. So now Tim's here, so she's fine. But she said, I'm more worried about this hour than I am the show. And I was like, oh, really? And she's like, yeah, I probably drink quite a bit. And she was dead serious. I was like, oh, okay, so you're just not nervous because you're going to get drunk.
I don't drink much anymore. So tonight, why not?
I'm gonna do it
of wine.
Celebration. And congrats to you guys for, like, I hear you've pretty much filled the house tonight, which is amazing. Because this is a beautiful theater.
Biggest theater DGS has ever done.
Yeah, which is awesome. I was at the Sheldon. It's been a long time. I went for an event for something or other back in the legislature. You got invited to a lot of stuff. Actually, that was back in the day when you can still go to things. Now we passed this law in Clean Missouri, and don't get me started.
$5 drinks.
It's exactly.
Or whatever it is.
Yeah,
you can't buy or something.
I was
for
back
more
in the golden
bucks.
Days, Ryan, when lobbyists lavished us with all sorts of gifts. But it was an American Heart Association event, and Dionne Warwick was the featured act at the Sheldon.
That's awesome.
Oh, that wow. is bizarre.
And this was a while ago now, but she, maybe it was 10 years ago, and she could sing, man, live.
That's what I mean. She would fill that place up with voice.
Yes, there was lots of vocals wow. that evening. And but I was impressed. It took me about a half an hour to focus on whatever she was doing, singing, I guess, because the Sheldon is gorgeous.
It is beautiful. I cannot yep. wait to get there
so
tonight.
So are there still, like, if people are listening to us right now and their plans change and they have a free night tonight, can they still go? Can people still go to the show
they
tonight?
They can.
Almost sold out.
There are some walk-up tickets left. I would encourage you to just get them online rather than showing up and trying to buy them at the box office. You can go to 971talk.com/DGSLive and try to get yourself some balcony seats. The balcony seats are just as good as sitting down in the bowl, and they're only $20.
And I hear Tim and I get to be in the background heckling.
Possibly, yeah.
All the way in the back.
I want to be a stagehand.
I know that's you, Ken.
I was a stagehand in high school. I was one of the I'm with the stage crew. You know, we're like the stage crew guys.
Hey, you were talking about Jeff City.
Yes.
Update for us?
I do. I heard you guys were talking about the events of last night, which, in case anybody is unaware of what we're talking about, there's a freaking tornado went through Jeff City.
Yeah.
So I texted one of my colleagues, Tracy King. So I want to thank Tracy for texting me right back, because I'm sure it's been a busy day there. So this is what, so Tracy is on my day job. I work for a company that we do government affairs, public policy, media communications here and across the country. Tracy leads up our, she's one of the folks who leads up our government affairs lobbying team in Jeff City. So she lives there. She lives in Jeff City. So tornado went along Highway 54. So that's the highway that goes from the lake all the way up to wherever.
Columbia?
North. Past Columbia. Yeah. It's a north-south highway, yep. basically. So tornado went along Highway 54 on a 3-mile path all the way to Capitol Avenue, which is the one right by the building. Homes, businesses, and apartments damaged in that path. Some state office buildings also damaged. Capitol was not. Some news outlets locally have that confused with the renovations. There's a lot going on at the Capitol. I don't know if you guys have seen it.
I did. Yeah. They were showing pictures of the Capitol building with the renovations going on as part of the tornado damage.
So it's wrapped in this tough, like, Tyvek plastic wrap. Uh-huh. It looks like a giant Saran wrap, like paper mache thing right now. Some of that probably got ripped and torn and all that, but folks need to know that's just temporary stuff. And the Capitol itself is fine. The Capitol might have been protected from all the scaffolding and everything that's actually around it right now. The west side of with all the damages, no fatalities that they're aware of.
Amazing.
Which is remarkable.
Wow.
West side of town was unscathed, which is good, because that's where a lot of people live. There's a Jefferson City Country Club out there, and there's a lot of subdivisions around that area, kind of newer ones. That's good. Many streets closed in downtown area for cleanup. Traffic's a mess, and there's a lot to clean up. So I'm really, I was thinking a lot. I have a lot of family that live in mid-Missouri, and I'm very proud to say my uncle, Kenny Jones, is currently the number 2 at the Department of Public Safety for the state of Missouri. So first thing I did this morning when I woke up was text my uncle and be like, are you okay? Is everybody in the family okay? We have a ton of cousins and aunts and uncles out there. Like, yeah, everybody's good. And we're just starting to clean up. So, you know, thoughts, prayers, help. And if you're in mid-Missouri, I'm sure they could use some help. And I'm sure there's some crews from St. Louis heading over there as well.
Okay, strange question. Where along the line is the heartbeat law right now?
It's passed.
It's done.
The governor has not signed it.
That was my question.
It is a pending bill. It is a little legislative lingo. It's been truly agreed and finally passed. So we call it TAFP'd.
Okay.
So you can be cool with your friends and be like, these bills were TAFP'd.
Oh, yeah. My friends are going to love
they'll
that.
They'll love that. Yeah, they'll dig it. And so it's awaiting the governor's signature. So what happens every session is the legislature ends like the second or third Friday of the month. And then there's a pause where all the bills are signed and all the technicalities are done. And then the governor has a certain period of time to review, sign, or veto every piece of legislation. And in Missouri, we have something called, you guys have heard of the pocket veto, where in most states, if a governor does not sign a bill, it's considered vetoed. We don't have that. We have the pocket signature. So our governor, if he's going to veto a bill, he has to veto the bill.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Yes.
If he doesn't sign the bill, it becomes law. So that bill is awaiting either signature or veto, or the governor, if he does not sign it, if he has some concerns about it for whatever or any bill, then it just becomes law in mid-July. Mid-July is like the deadline.
So he could disown it, not sign it, and just go, nope, I had nothing to do with it, and it become law.
And when I was there, we had a Democratic governor. We had mixed government, right? So we had a Democratic governor, Jay Nixon, and a Republican legislature, and Nixon would let a lot of bills just go into law and not sign them. So a little plausible deniability about where he actually stood on them.
I had to ask about the heartbeat bill because I didn't know if things were get delayed now with the damage there or if that's going to affect legislation.
Probably
at all,
not.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Do you guys want to do one headline before we take a break?
Yes.
All yes. Right.
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks, the big headline at Schnucks this week. Join their mission roundup at the register to support Folds of Honor and help send the children of fallen or wounded military heroes to college. We could have skipped headlines today, but I had to get this in before we left. A judge has ruled that the Jussie Smollett case file can be unsealed.
He said,
there was not good cause to keep the records sealed on common law grounds.
Thank you.
I read a little more in depth in this. The judge was like, look, this guy was on TV constantly. This is not someone who just wants to be private and be left alone.
Thank you.
Open it up. I cannot wait to see what's inside of that.
Awesome.
Seriously.
Will he star in his own made-for-TV movie?
Hopefully.
Well, he put on the production of his whole case, did he not?
Good point.
Yes, he did.
It's the Dave Glover Show, FM News Talk 97.1. Speaker Tim Jones is here, taking over after this.
This is some of my bro country I play just for Jeff Allen.
Well, clearly Dave is out today.
Yeah.
No, really happy to have you. This is so great. We get to leave a little early and get down to the
bro
Sheldon.
Country.
That's what we call it for Jeff. I run the gamut on music. I go from alternative to some of this newer country to everything in between. You know, being in New York for those 10 years I was up there, that was the advent, late 80s, early 90s was the advent of alternative music and the grunge scene, you know? And so there was a station, a very famous station. It was on Long Island called WDRE. I still remember it really well. And that was back in the days of Nirvana and the Smashing Pumpkins and all that. And I was like, oh, this is cool music. So that's where I got into it.
That's where you got into bro country?
No. That was back here. That was back
the way you say bro country.
That was
a little bit of disdain there.
Back when I came back to the Midwest and, you know, put my boots back on and I sucked on a seedlings, you know. So
Dave Murray, what about you? Do you like bro country?
I like country music. I do like country music.
Well, Dave's on
the bro country gets on my nerves every once in a while because it all starts to sound alike. And sometimes you want them to do something.
Slam Tim
different.
Jones.
Do something more Jimmy
Buffett-esque.
This is my hero here, my weather hero. Yeah.
Yeah, Tim Jones says that he's a weather nerd, so this is the perfect day for him to do a takeover on the show.
It is.
Because it's the summer forecast.
It's the summer forecast. Plus, it's the holiday weekend forecast. We have all kinds of stuff going on here.
Well, go ahead and
take
it
away. What do you want to do first?
Let's do the holiday weekend and then do the full summer forecast.
Okay. Good news is not much going on tonight. Tomorrow is a dry day, but it feels like summertime. It's warm. It's humid. Plenty of sunshine. 90 on Friday. All is quiet Friday evening and Friday night. The holiday weekend, Saturday, partly sunny. I'm going to keep a chance of a couple of scattered afternoon thunderstorms, but a lot of the day on Saturday is going to be dry. 88 degrees. I think we get through the evening Saturday night. Okay. Sunday, the best chance for rain and thunderstorms will be Sunday morning. So it's a good time to sleep in a little bit on Sunday, regroup a little bit. Otherwise, mostly cloudy on Sunday, 82. And Monday for the holiday looks great, partly sunny and 85 degrees. Overall, a pretty good weekend coming up. It's not completely dry. We never have three-day summer weekends that are dry, though.
Will we be able to cut our grass at all ever again, or should we just give it to the animals?
No, I'd probably just give it. I'd go visit the local farm and bring a couple of cows in.
That sounds good.
I like that phrase that Dave, I just learned something. So if I'm going to hit it really hard Saturday night with the neighbors and the family and all that, I can, quote, regroup on Sunday morning.
Right.
I
like hit it Sunday morning. Right.
Regroup.
You're going to hit it Rachel Zimmerman hard.
Suzanne, please turn the music down. I need to regroup in here. Yeah?
He's going to regroup with his bro country.
My head hurts.
That's right. I'm going to turn that bro country down for a little bit.
All right. Summer forecast.
Okay. Summer forecast. June, July, and August. Let's just start with June, and I'll go through my major points here. The trend of spring is going to continue for the entire month of June, so more bouncing temperatures, and like spring, summer is going to struggle to get going. Now, it is summertime. There's going to be a couple of hot and humid days, but few is the key word here. Thinking, though, the first couple of days of the month will be all about summer. We're starting to see that already, but when the month is said and done, temperatures are going to run below average. No records day or night. Moisture, June is typically the wettest month in the St. Louis area, all due to thunderstorms. This June is going to stay active with storms. That will include severe weather. But like the spring, and when I know we've had some severe weather the last couple of days, but spring as a whole, March, April, and May, the core severe weather has been west and south. That will continue, but we're going to see a fair amount of thunderstorms in June. Rainfall near to slightly above average, so that will keep it rather wet, unfortunately. That means the rivers are going to stay high to near flood, flash flooding a concern with very efficient rainmakers in the thunderstorms that come by. That's June.
Okay. Hmm.
Questions?
So, yeah, Dave, so the rivers are really up, and I live out in
Eureka. They're in flood.
Yeah, I live out in Eureka, so I have a little PTSD right now at this point because we've been through two floods in the last 3 years, and yep. But we've been very lucky because of this, mainly been a Mississippi-Missouri flood situation. On the Merrimack, we've been fine because we're so far back, you know, from all
right,
that backwater.
Right. That's the key. You know, Arnold's had quite a bit because of the backwater, but the rest of the Merrimack's been doing okay anyway compared to the Illinois, the Mississippi, and the Missouri.
So where we get nervous, Dave, is when we have those 4 to 5 days in a row of torrential Amazon jungle-esque rain shower. Do you see that in June or not?
I see a couple of days. I don't see 4 or 5 days in a row, but I do see flash flooding being a problem because everything is so sop and wet at this stage. Anytime we get a thunderstorm now, it goes nowhere except the rivers.
Okay.
It just goes into the storm drain and out.
Anybody else got June questions?
Aside from flooding, June sounds actually pretty good then, right?
As a whole, because temperatures will be down. It's not going to be a beast of a June at all. So, overall, it sounds pretty good, except for a little too much rain continuing.
So, Dave, this is Ken. I'm planning a family flow trip June 16th. What do you think?
That's pretty specific there,
Ken.
Yeah,
what's
that day look like, Dave?
What's that day look like? 7 a.m. Yeah.
Here's what I'm wearing. Is it appropriate?
That's right. Yeah. I didn't want to know that.
Ken's wearing a one piece. Is that going to work?
That might work.
A onesie.
Yeah, onesie.
And we'll put this out for the rivers in general for the rest of May and all of June is that, you know, float trips really go on an uptick this time of year. I just really pay attention to the thunderstorms and just don't pay attention. Well, we didn't have any thunderstorms here in St. Louis, but they may have down on the rivers. And you just don't want to be on them after the day after a major thunderstorm. Right. It's no fun. It makes for a very fast float trip.
Bring the scuba tank. Yeah. So July, right? Should we move to July?
July. Yes, July. Typically, as we all know, it's a hot and humid month. Hardcore summer, but thinking not as extreme as we have seen in the past. It will be a summer month, but it's not going to be a hardcore pounding summer month. Seesaw temperatures will continue. Summer's going to have a real hard time taking solid control. So thinking temperatures will be a little below average for July. I don't see any record hot or record cool temperatures, but I am expecting a stretch of about 8 to 10 days of rather hot and humidity probably being more of the concern than super hot temperatures during that stretch. It will be the hottest month of the summer season, maybe by far compared to June and the month of August, but it's not going to be extreme. Rainfall, good news, near to below average. That's going to help the rivers start to slowly calm down. So I'm not expecting any swing to drought conditions. Below average, yes, but the rainfall amounts will be okay. Core rains and severe weather will again hold to our south, so the focus in the lower Mississippi Valley and parts of the southeast, that also helps the rivers. They will, however, be high, especially the major rivers. The Missouri, the Mississippi, and the Illinois will be high all summer long. Major low-pressure systems and major severe weather outbreaks, though, will be limited as we settle into somewhat of a quiet summertime weather pattern, but not an extreme summertime weather pattern.
Dave, my birthday is on July 30th.
Gee, Rachel, what will you be wearing?
All right, you guys want to go on to August?
So Dave...
No.
quick question. So it sounds like, though, we're not going to have a typical brutal St. Louis summer here, right?
Right. Leading up for June and July. No, I agree. I agree with that 100%. Right. That's what it sounds like.
Stanley Cup predictions?
That's Blues in seven.
Okay, there we go. Yeah. Dave Murray said it.
He said it.
It's going to happen.
I just got off the phone with my brother right before this, and he lives on the East Coast. He is an avid Boston Bruins fan.
Oh.
Is that Don Murray?
Yeah, Don Murray.
Are
you guys going to go? That'd be a fun brother trip.
Yeah, that would be a fun brother trip because he's always looking for a reason to go to sporting events, and that would add to it. I don't think he's planning on going to any of the games, though.
Sue says tickets are easier to get and cheaper in Boston than they are in St. Louis.
Yeah, if you go on to StubHub, he's got a better chance than we do. Well, it's less expensive there than it is here.
You have to know my brother here.
Uh-oh, Don is a bit cheap. Is that what you're saying, Dave?
Well, no,
frugal?
But he's frugal.
Thrifty.
He's the kind of guy that will show up to a sporting event without tickets.
Oh, gosh.
I've never, ever known him not to get in and not pay crazy money.
Legally?
He's one of these guys.
He maps out the scalpers. He knows who's struggling.
He knows the air vents. He knows how to climb the rafters.
He knows what's going on. And he swings in for the kill as most people are going into the stadium.
That's awesome.
I didn't know I could like Don Murray anymore.
Right?
International man of mystery.
If we could get Don Murray in here one day.
That'd be amazing.
You know what? We've tried. We have tried.
Really?
I tried. A couple months ago, we tried really hard to get him on the radio, and he just said no.
No, in studio. Forget on the radio. No. He's got to come in.
No, he definitely would not do
that. That's on the radio, too, Wiggins.
It's like Indiana Jones. Yeah.
It would be wild because we sound almost identical.
That's what I'm dying to hear.
Come on, this has to happen.
Okay, Don Murray doesn't even exist. It's just Dave
Murray.
Yeah, there is.
Pre-recording.
It's a Jekyll and Hyde situation. I understand now.
It was wild when my folks were alive. There were many times they did not know who was calling.
Was it Dave or was it Don?
How many years apart are you guys?
3 years.
Wow.
3 years.
Okay.
So he will always be my older brother.
That's great.
As we get older, that becomes a bigger deal.
That's true.
Okay, August.
All right. August. Got sidetracked there a little bit.
Sorry.
Okay. There's going to be a flip from July. Now, again, July not a super hot month, but it will be a flip into August with cooler than average temperatures. It's not going to be anywhere near our typical August. Daytime highs will be well below average. Nighttime lows will be near average. So a cool August coming up. No records, hot or cold. It's still summertime. You know, it's still August. It's just not going to be the hardcore heat or humidity that we are used to in the St. Louis area. Rainfall, August is typically a very dry month. And with the expected temperature forecast, you can kind of guess where I'm headed. Rainfall will be near to above normal. So that can still be a little bit on the dry side, but we're not thinking anything bone crushing dry or a typical August when it comes to temperature or rainfall. Core severe weather will continue to stay to the south, much like I'm expecting, expected in the spring and also for the summertime. Rivers will continue to calm down, but thinking the levels will stay on the moderate to high side throughout the month of August.
Wow. Aside from an 8-day span in July, it's going to be a great summer.
That's the way I'm headed. Yeah, that's the way I'm thinking.
On August 15th, no, I'm kidding.
People are going to start moving here.
Yeah.
We keep having summers
like this. Let's hope so, right? Yeah, let's hope so.
Go to the Missouri
side. Get our population going again.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Well, there it is. So are we going to have that on our Facebook page?
That will be popping on Facebook, on my Facebook page, and you guys can grab it if you want. I think I have it coming up at 45.
Okay.
So
great.
It'll be there in the matter of minutes.
In detail.
Sounds good.
Yep. Fantastic. What else did I have for Dave? Dave, the week of July 4th. Like, I won't pin you to the day, but like the week of July 4th. How does that generally look, do you think? Hot,
well,
cooler?
You know, if you look at what July 4th is usually like in the St. Louis area, it's hot, it's humid, and there's thunderstorms each day. I'm not sure when that 8 to 10 day stretch of really hot weather is going to be. I'm kind of focused on the middle of the month in July. So I'd have to stick with the basic forecast here is that I don't think 4th of July is going to be a beast of a stretch of time.
Cool.
Yeah. All right,
great.
Dave.
That's awesome.
And you'll be wearing your red, white, and blue onesie. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes,
well,
I will.
Ken will be. I'm not
I
sure
will
what
be.
Ryan
will for sure. Just be sitting in a lawn chair and looking at him, maybe spraying him with
make
a hose.
Making fun. Yeah.
Cool.
Thanks for the good news.
Thanks, Dave.
You got it. Have a great show tonight, guys.
Thank you.
That's not country right there.
That wasn't.
Jeff Allen.
That was the Trumpster. Yeah, Jeff Allen came in, rolled his eyes at my first song selection of the afternoon. I'm already in trouble again, like usual.
I know. How'd you do that?
Folks, welcome to the TJS on the DGS.
Yeah.
Don't say that too fast.
I won't.
Yeah. I am staying here in the big chair for the next 2 hours, getting you home and hopefully to the DGS live show. DGS 5 is tonight at the Sheldon. The entire crew scattered here. Whoop!
Yeah, they're gone. They're
ran off the
they're
ship.
They're already partying.
And they left Ken and I in charge. Oh, good Lord.
See ya.
We're going to take this show to ludicrous speed. You know what that's from, right?
Yeah.
Little space balls. Hey, welcome to FM News Talk 901. Welcome to the DGS. I am Tim Jones. And I just want to say, and I meant to say this when Rachel and Ryan were still here, but it was like I jumped in and there was a lot going on, and because there's always a lot going on with the DGS, especially today because they got the huge live show tonight. But and I think I did say this to an extent. Well, I did say I have been a huge fan of the Dave Glover Show for almost, I guess I started listening to it around its inception is when I discovered it.
Yeah.
And which was around the time the whole station was really hitting its stride. And it's really an honor. I really want to thank Dave. He wasn't here today because he is, I'm sure, getting beautified and getting all his makeup on for
the show
tonight.
He's creating a zone.
Yeah, he's creating a zone around him. It's like Dave's world. We're all just a part of it. I want to thank Dave for trusting me with the big chair today. I have been on the show many, many, many times. I've done the Think Tank. I've done lots of segments. I've been in studio. I've been on the phone. But, Ken, it's a whole different animal to be like, hosting the show. This is kind of exciting. I got goosebumps because now I have hosted all of the major shows here at FM News Talk 901. It's a huge honor.
And I think you can say that, but I don't think anybody else really can.
I am the Jose
Okendo. You're the utility guy.
I am the Jose Okendo of FM News Talk 97.1. So.
They used to say on my baseball teams that if you played a lot of positions, you were the utility player.
Yes, absolutely.
So Tim's the utility player of FM News Talk 97.1.
And I said, I've made an appearance now or hosted every show. I've been on the Weekend Report, Randy Tobler, the whole gang. So we're wrapping up this hour, which is the 4 o'clock hour. And we're basically because, you know, I can't do the Dave Glover Show, and Dave didn't expect me to do the Dave Glover Show. So Rachel was like, just do the Tim Jones Show, you know, and just do whatever you want. So,
well, Dave he's always himself, and that's the first thing he would always say is just be yourself.
Exactly.
Do what you do.
And Dave is why he's been so successful is because he has such a unique product. And I'm a huge listener. Ken's a huge listener. We're both what we
always
would call P1s. That's radio jargon.
That's radio jargon.
That's fancy radio jargon.
And is that your radio voice?
That was my radio voice.
How nice.
Tim Jones here on the radio.
Oh, no.
That sounds like an NPR voice, actually.
Somebody actually asked me one time, what's your radio voice like? I'm like, this is it.
You're listening to
you've got it.
So we're going to do a little bit more politics than usual, but it is Thursday afternoon, and we'll talk about some general potpourri kind of stuff. What was the last day of school for my daughters? I was home. I stayed home today. I didn't go into my other main office because I wanted to be there when Katie and Abby got home. And the neighborhood always does this big end of school year festival for the kids and water balloons. And they put up tents and everybody's eating cheese puffs and pizza.
Oh,
and
fun.
So I got the beginnings of that. And my wife looked at me kind of like, oh, good Lord, here comes summer again. You know. So, and I was like, see ya. I'm going to go down to radio. So anyway. Are we wrapping up now?
Yes.
I got to get used to these different breaks and things.
I know.
So we've got 2 more hours ahead of the TJS on the DGS, and we've got, who do we have in our next hour? Representative Hannah Kelly is going to talk to us about the Missouri legislative session. She'll be joining us around 5:25. Ken, I, and Sue's here for the moment, and then I think she's going to jet as well. But keep it right here on FM News Talk 91.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.